The Amazing Voyage.
Scene 1. Arnapagusa Island. Day 1. We are on the dock at the mouth of the Rio River on Arnapagusa Island. The crew members of the ship, the Argonaut, are preparing for departure. They are loading food and many scientific instruments, telescopes, cameras, and underwater robot submersibles. The Argonaut is beginning a journey of exploration and discovery. The captain, Pavel, is checking the supplies.
We are almost ready. We will depart in the morning after everyone sleeps on shore. I am very excited about our crew. We have an oceanographer, an anthropologist, and a marine biologist on board. Gustavo?
Yes?
What are you studying on this voyage?
I am very interested in getting some samples of the plants and animals on a coral reef. For some reason, the reef is dying. I want to find out why this is happening and see if we can help the reef recover.
The crew leaves the ship for one last night on shore. They will return to depart with the ship early tomorrow morning. Scene 2. On the Ocean. Day 4. Now it has been 3 days since the Argonaut left shore. We are on the high seas. The oceanographer, Narong, is concerned. The ocean here seems warmer than usual, and the current is faster. The weather conditions are strange.
This is a very powerful current. We will get to Metasoma Island 1 day early. But why?
I don't know why. Can you study the conditions and find an answer? I will slow the engines so you have more time to examine the water temperature, salinity, and current.
This reminds me of El Niño, the weather disturbance off the coast of South America. El Niño is stronger than usual this year, and it is causing strong rains. That affects the currents here, hundreds of kilometers away.
So off we go, heading toward the island at a fast speed. Scene 3. The People of Metasoma Island. Day 6. The ship has arrived 1 day early at Metasoma Island. The crew is relaxing on the ship. The oceanographer is studying the water temperature and salinity. The marine biologist has caught some fish to study, not to eat. But one person has gone ashore, the anthropologist.
I'm observing an important event in the lives of the people on Metasoma Island. A sixth grade boy is eating a local food, gargan, for the first time. Gargan is a plant that only the adults eat here. The taste is savory and bitter, so children don't like it. He has a frown on his face as he chews the leaves of the plant, but his parents are very proud of him. He swallows the food and smiles. One more step toward becoming an adult.
Ugh! That tasted awful. But gargan will give me strength. I am almost a man now.
Interesting customs here. This type of event is called a rite of passage by anthropologists. There are rites of passage in many cultures. The boy's family is cheering as he walks back to them after eating a bowl of gargan leaves. He smiles happily as they hug him. Scene 4. Diving at the Castle Coral Reef. Day 9. The Argonaut is traveling on the open sea. The ship is at the Castle Coral Reef. The marine biologist is wearing a black wetsuit, a mask, and an oxygen tank.
I have scuba gear so I can dive to collect samples of the plant and animal life.
Down below the surface of the water, he swims. He looks carefully at the coral. Back on board, he studies the samples of plant and animal life in the ship's laboratory.
This reef is dying. There are too many dead coral animals. The water is too warm here, and the sea level is slowly rising. Many of the fish and plants here are also dying.
This is a tragedy. Reefs are fragile marine ecosystems. Scene 5. A storm. Day 12. We are on the open sea. Weather conditions are very bad. The wind is blowing stronger and stronger. The captain is very worried.
Put everything below the deck. Fasten everything down. What do you think, oceanographer Narong?
The storm came so suddenly. The warmer current seems to be creating dangerous weather conditions.
Will it last long?
It's hard to tell, but since it came suddenly, it may leave suddenly. This is probably a quick storm.
Watch out!
A huge wave sweeps over the ship. The captain and oceanographer dive down a stairway under the deck. They are safe, but one of the ship's masts is bent. It will need to be repaired after the storm. Scene 6. Our destination, South Pevrong, Day 14. The water is quiet. The Argonaut, with a bent mast, is going into port. The ship has reached the end of this journey, the continent of South Pevrong.
I have been to this place before. The people here are friendly, and the technology is very good. We will be able to fix the ship in port.
I am so glad to hear that, Ariana. This ship needs to be repaired. We will be here for 1 week. Then I will sail again with a different crew.
Wow, that was quite a journey. The ocean conditions were different from my past trips. This area of the ocean is changing. The currents are warmer and faster. I wonder why.
And the changes are affecting the coral reefs. The plant and animal life near the surface of the water is also changing.
Well, we are at the end of our journey. The scientists on the Argonaut have studied the plants, animals, people, and ocean conditions in this area. They have done their jobs well and are ready for some sleep in warm beds on shore.
Goodbye!